An ancient home site discovered in the interior last summer has yielded one of the oldest human remains ever found in North America. Dan Bross reports from member station KUAC in Fairbanks.
University of Alaska Fairbanks researchers unearthed the partially cremated skeleton of a three-year-old child near the Tinnenaw River east of Delta Junction. UAF archaeologist Ben Potter says the Sun River site finding is unprecedented.
The oldest human remains in northern North America and the oldest house, the oldest residential structure in northern North America, so within the Arctic and subarctic regions, dating to around 11,500 years before present.
That's about 2,500 years after humans are believed to have first entered North America over the Bering Land Bridge. Potter says the discovery of the skeleton in a home site makes the finding more telling.
It's not just human remains in a cave, you know, accidentally, someone accidentally died. We actually have a lot of human behavior associated with the remains.
Potter says the site paints a picture of life in Alaska at the end of the last ice age.
The fact that it's preserved in context. So the association of the house, the burial, we have outdoor hearths associated at the same stratigraphic level. We have tools, activity areas that are associated both within the house and outside the house. These are all critical to understand organization, you know, how people lived. How did they organize their lives at, in this case, the summer residential site?
DNA testing is still in the works, but fellow project archaeologist Joel Irish says preliminary analysis of the child's teeth point to likely connections.
The upper dentition has some shoveling on it, which is these ridges that are on the backside of the upper incisors. And that's common in Northeast Asians and Native Americans. And so this helps to confirm the fact, as if we didn't know it, that it was probably Native in origin.
That's of interest to interior Athabascans, who gave the university permission to excavate the site and test the human remains. Healy Lake Tribal Council President Joanne Polston says the find connects her people to their ancient roots.
This is an affirmation for me, a complete affirmation that this was the land of our birth, our beginning, and where we continue to thrive.
Polston says her tribe's goal is to see the remains and home site artifacts preserved and learned from. The fire pit where the skeleton was found also contained salmon, bird, and small mammal bones, giving new insight into the people's diet at the end of the last ice age. Regional Native Service Organization Tinnenaw Chiefs Conference President Jerry Isaac says the finding shows how deep-rooted subsistence is in Alaska Native culture.
Just reinforces the fact that there's physiological, religious, attitudinal dependence on the local fish and game. It just reinforces my claim that there's a spiritual connection to the consumption of the local food sources.
Isaac is interested to see what DNA testing of the human remains reveals and how it may be used to better understand disease prevalence in Native people. The archaeological site was found after a preliminary survey for a proposed rail line to nearby military training grounds. It's a large area that researchers plan to continue searching. An article on their findings is published in this week's Science magazine. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.